In a story in this morning's Republican American by Ruth Epstein, affordable housing project in Cornwall was praised at a recent housing hearing. The availability of affordable housing has been a concern, but more recently, within the influx of out-of-state and out-of-town residents seeking to move to the area to escape the metropolitan areas during the pandemic, the problem has been exacerbated. Prices have been driven up and the amount of available housing stock has diminished, leaving young people who want to remain in their hometowns or seniors who wish to downsize scrambling to find suitable living arrangements. Quoting here, more and more the function of towns is to look after its residents, end quote, from First Selectman Gordon Ridgway in the article. Heather Dineen, the town's social services director, said her office in 2020 spent $25,000 to assist residents with rent and mortgage payments. She's concerned about what will happen when the eviction moratorium is lifted. Maggie Cooley, president of the Cornwall Housing Corporation, gave a brief history of affordable housing efforts in town, including Glwynfyrdd, the partial program that provides home ownership, and Bonnybrook, an apartment complex in Cornwall Bridge for seniors that opened in 2009 and has been full since then. She lauded the generosity of Cornwall residents to help make those projects a reality. In Beckett, police from numerous agencies tracked down a fugitive in a lakeside cabin on Wednesday evening. More than 12 hours after he crashed his car on the Mass Turnpike and ran away, Diego Martinez of Maine crashed his car about 7 o'clock in the morning, fleeing on foot, according to a news report from the Massachusetts State Police. Investigators at the scene determined the driver of the vehicle likely was Martinez, who was the subject of several warrants for failing to appear in court on illegal drug and firearm possession charges, as well as criminal motor vehicle charges. Police quickly launched a manhunt, scouting the woods for miles around with the help of State Police K-9 unit and Air Wing, Massachusetts Environmental Police, Beckett Police, and a K-9 and Lee police officer, according to report. Martinez was spotted about 8:30 in the evening on the porch of a cabin near the pond. He surrendered and was placed into custody without incident. He was transported by boat to a state police cruiser and transported to the state police barracks in Lee, where he was booked in order to be held without bail pending an appearance at Southern Berkshire District Court in Great Barrington. He's then expected to be extradited to Maine to answer those warrants. The Berkshire Museum is lifting their COVID-19 restrictions this weekend following guidance from the state. The Berkshire Museum will lift COVID-19 restrictions beginning on Saturday. The museum will begin allowing walk-in visitors and shoppers as well as groups of six or more people. According to the museum, vaccinated guests will not be required to wear masks, but museum staff will continue to wear face coverings. All visitors are encouraged to do the same, quote, to create the safest possible environment for all patrons, and especially the museum's many visitors under the age of 12 who are not yet eligible for vaccination, end quote. Reservations will be optional, and for now, museum hours will remain the same, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays at noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And Massachusetts casinos are cleared for full reopening this weekend after about 440 days of being closed or operating under restrictions that meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. The state's slots parlor and two resort casinos will be allowed to return to mostly normal pre-pandemic conditions this weekend. The governor is lifting nearly all COVID-19 business restrictions effective Saturday, but the gaming areas at Plainbridge Park Casino, MGM Springfield, and Encore Boston Harbor are under purview for the commission, which will meet to hear each property's plan for full reopening and to decide how to unwind its restrictions. Representatives from each facility told the commission they want to return to pre-pandemic operations as the governor lifts the restrictions this weekend, subject to their ability to meet gambler demand. Governor Ned Lamont, after telling people to stay home and stay safe, the diminishing COVID-19 threat has the governor now saying, get out of the house and get back to normal. Lamont announced a shift in messaging from reopening Connecticut to returning to pre-pandemic ways of working, doing business, and living life. The change came a week after the Democratic governor lifted most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions and mandates that business and people have had to follow since last March. Lamont said the increasing vaccination rate and decreasing infection rate are why work, commerce, and everyday life can return to pre-coronavirus times, reporting the daily positive rate yesterday dropped to 0.75%. Democratic lawmakers have sent legislation to the governor that guarantees public employee unions and the ability to pitch union membership to new and current employees. In a largely partisan vote, Democrat-controlled House voted 90-54 to grant final legislative approval to a bill that will help state and municipal employee unions recruit new members and maintain their rosters. Three Democrats and every Republican present voted against the bill. The proposed state law will assure unions get certain home and work contact information of new hires and current employees, access to new employee orientations, and entry to workplaces to meet with union members. It also bars public employers from discouraging union membership or payment of union dues. In New York, get a vaccine if you're age 12 to 17, and you could win a free ride to a state college or university in New York. The latest incentive offered by the governor is he urged young people to get vaccinated, saying he wants the state to boost the number of youth getting the shot. New York on May 13th allowed those aged 12 through 17 to get vaccinated. Cuomo said it's slow going, though. The age group 12 to 17 has the highest COVID positivity rate compared to numbers of the rest of the taking, but they also have the lowest percentage of vaccination, while they're newest to be eligible for the vaccine. Just over 8% of 12 to 17-year-olds have been vaccinated, well below any other age group. So to bolster that rate, New York will start next week raffling off 50 full tuition room and board scholarships to any public college or university for 4 years for those between the age of 12 and 17 who get vaccinated in the next 6 weeks. And New York is ready to give out $2.7 billion in federal COVID-19 emergency rental assistance after months of uncertainty. The governor announced this week that New York would make available $2.7 billion in federal COVID aid to aid tenants behind their rent due to the pandemic. The announcement comes as the government leaders in Yonkers, Rochester, Monroe, Onondaga counties, and three Long Island towns have decided to administer the COVID rental assistance through hometown programs. The benefits are substantial. Renters can receive up to 12 months of back rent and 3 months of rent payments going forward. They also qualify for up to 12 months of back utility payments. The state will provide funding for all other qualified New York tenants through the Office of Temporary Disability Assistance. Those qualified include immigrants, regardless of their status in the U.S. Once again, Lime Rock Park has their Trans Am Classic Weekend, May 28th, 29th, and 30th and 31st at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville, Connecticut. More information, limerock.com/Trans Am Classic. D.M. Hunt Homegrown Plant Sale is happening from 9 to 4 on Saturday and 9 to 2 on Sunday at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at huntlibrary.org. Friends of the Pine Plains Library holding their book sale 3 days this Memorial Day weekend on the second floor of the library. The sale will be held on Saturday from 9:30 till 2. Special preview held from 8:30 to 9:30 for members. That's $10. The sale continues on Sunday from 11 till 2 and on Monday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Smithfield Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Matt Finley, has a Pops concert on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia, benefiting church concerts in a socially safe setting, rain or shine. Suggested donation is $20. It is open to the public. A concert in the park, the Rojan Library in Hillsdale on Sunday, Matt and Atla D. Champlain. Matt and Atla D. Champlain return for a concert on the Hilltop Barn at the Roll of Jansen Park. Admission is free. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. Social distancing must be maintained at all times. More information is available at the Rojan Library. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 34,323.05, the NASDAQ at 13,738.00, and the S&P 500 at 41.95.99. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.